Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on QR Calgary and More Than Money. What is shut up advice?
So let me give the context of where this concept has come up. Okay. In the investment advice industry, you have many individual retail investors who are frustrated, we've used that word on this show,
yeah,
who have not seen much growth in their portfolios in recent years. And the reaction from our peers in the industry, now not all of them, but some peers in the industry, has now gone to the top of the cycle of what people are frustrated about even more. Mm-hmm. We call this shut up advice. Okay, let me break down shut up advice in two different categories. Shut up number one is, just listen to what I'm saying, shut up and move on with your life.
Right. The okay. Advisor to client.
To client.
Yeah.
They don't say it that way.
Right.
They say you should stay invested. It's a long term, buy, hold. You know, it's going to work out over the long term, long term, long term, long term, long term, long term. And mathematically, they're generally right.
Right.
Right. But just shut up, client.
Right.
And take my advice. Okay. The other part of the what's happening in our industry is that clients are now frustrated. They're expressing their concerns. They're looking at all their options out there. They're like, I can buy a GIC at 5%. I can go to high interest savings at almost 5%. I'm not making that in my portfolio. Or I don't want to take that much risk to get that kind of rate of return.
Right. People are capitulating, right? They're nervous and they're scared.
Correct.
And they're going to their advisors with that.
And they go to their advisor and they say, I want to do that.
Right.
And in order to shut up the client, they just go ahead and put it in right. a GIC or a high interest savings or cash.
Right.
So it's shut up advice.
Right.
Shut up and listen to me, or shut up, I'll just listen to you and do whatever you want.
Right.
I think that we have a problem now.
What's the middle ground?
I think there's a problem here, Dave, because the middle ground that needs to happen is, first of all, of course, there needs to be education about the decisions. Yeah. But a decision that you make has to be articulated in the risks that you're taking.
Right.
Now, earlier in this show, you and I talked about people who are sitting in cash 2.5 years ago
yeah.
would have been better off
right.
than investing in the S&P 500 index or the TSX, as right. an example. And then I said to you, well, wait a minute. Inflation has taken off over those 2.5 years so much that on average 5% per year in the last 2 years.
Yep.
So you've lost 5% per year or 10% total, easy numbers, of purchasing power.
Okay.
So risk number one of sitting in cash, and I'm saying not earning any interest, is you're going to lose the purchasing power of your money day one. Then you go into the other options that are available. High interest savings accounts, GICs. Mm-hmm. There's no risk, they're saying.
Right.
And the shut up advice is, yeah, you're right, just buy it and away you go. The education of what's the risk that you take.
Right. So let me go back before you start. I'm going to start with GICs and I want to go back 2 years in time or a year in time.
Yeah.
Clients that were nervous locked in some cases for 5-year GICs at that time. And a 5-year GIC rate was maybe 3%.
Yeah.
Now I'm locked in, right? I don't have the ability to get out and reinvest into a higher market, okay? Because we'll talk about the opposite of that in just a minute.
So that's the risk we call liquidity risk.
Right.
You don't have access to your money
right.
to seize the opportunities of the time.
That's right.
So you're prepared to give that up the minute you lock in your money.
That's right. Okay, let's stick with GICs.
Okay.
Fast forward to today.
Okay.
They look pretty attractive today, certainly relative to what they looked like 18 months ago.
That's the benchmark that most people are looking at.
Yeah, you bet. Okay. So now I can plow my money in for 5 years for, say, 5.5%, something around there.
Sure.
What's the risk?
Well, what happens when that GIC matures?
Okay.
Your reinvestment. Let's say 5 years from now, we are in a recession.
Yeah.
And interest rates plummet.
Right.
Like they did prior to the financial crisis or at the pandemic. There's a whole bunch of mechanisms that the central bankers have now that provide more liquidity, but they also lower interest rates.
Okay, so we got liquidity risk and we've got reinvestment risk.
Reinvestment
risk. Up, down, whatever the case may be.
What other risks do you see, Dave?
Well, the biggest risk is this. We're product agnostic. Like, it doesn't matter what financial tool you use. Talking about GIC, cash, stocks, bonds, whatever, it doesn't matter. It doesn't make any difference. We're agnostic only in the respect that it is about strategy, right? It is about matching what the long-term strategy is. So I'm not saying you don't adjust. So if cash is more interesting today than it was 18 months ago, well, then you can own some cash and you can reduce some stocks, whatever the case may be. That makes sense. But the risk, this capitulation risk, is what I'm getting most concerned about with people, because these are frustrating markets, as we've talked about.
Correct.
And if people capitulate and they just go for the shut up advice, right? I just can't take it anymore. I've got to do this with everything, right? You're making big bets on only
one potential
outcome.
It doesn't even have to be everything, even if it's a large portion of your portfolio.
Yeah, I'm talking in the extremes, like when you, I just can't take it, I want to go to cash.
Yep.
I'm not even saying that's the wrong idea. You just have to have the conversation. It can't be the shut up advice. It has to be, okay, what's happening? What are we trying to accomplish? What income do you need? What rate of growth
goal?
Do we need to support it? What's the goal?
Correct.
All of those things.
Okay.
Don't abandon that
conversation. When you say those things, Dave, being the growth guy on the team, there's one risk that never, ever gets focused on in these types of markets.
Correct. I know what you're going.
And that's opportunity risk.
You bet.
When you look at the risk levels of disclosure of investment products, opportunity risk is hardly ever mentioned.
Right.
Because a loss of opportunity is not a loss. Because you didn't lose something you never had.
Right.
Now, when you're planning for the long term in your retirement, you need money for today. You need money for the next 5 years, the next 10 years. You need money out there 20 years, maybe even 30 years, depending on your age.
Yeah.
Okay. If you give up opportunity, you're basically saying, I'm going to mortgage my future for protection for today.
Correct.
And that, at times, and think about what it looks like when you're 80, 85, 90 years of age, and you think everything else in the world is going to be the same. Here's the opportunities that you miss out on.
Right.
Number one, you might need more money for, I don't know, healthcare.
Right.
You might need more money for, I don't know, raising taxes. I have yet to meet anybody that says there's going to be more government protection on healthcare services so you don't have to pay out of pocket. I have yet to hear there's going to be less tax rates or lower tax rates to Canadians. So in the future, when you're 80, 85, 90, you'll be paying less taxes. That's simply not true.
Right.
It's not happening. So when you give up the opportunity of growth, you end up mortgaging the future to protect today.
Yeah.
What you need is a financial and investment team that can create an investment product, an investment solution that can take care of today's risk and tomorrow's opportunity.
Right, right.
And a lot of our peers in the industry do not do that. Not because they can't, it's because they won't.
Right.
Okay. And that's a big concern for me where we are today.
Right, yeah. So you've got to be dynamic enough to adjust with the times. There are things that can create, right? Given whatever the circumstances are, there's alternative asset classes, which we talked about with Andrew McCreath. There's lots of things that can be done in that area. Okay, well, that all has to fit into some greater plan, right? So when we talk about finance, the financial piece, it's only one piece of a successful retirement.
Yeah, right? We're going to talk about, at our upcoming seminar, about the financial side of it.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about healthcare, taxes, estate, and legacy, even income and cash flow, all of this and how to protect the long term of your retirement at our upcoming seminar on Tuesday, November 7th, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. You do need to reserve your seats, so go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
All right, well, we look forward to seeing you then. And on behalf of Faisal, myself, the rest of the team at BKAG, I want to thank you for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money. Talk to you next week here on QR Calgary, More Than Money.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Wood Gundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Wood Gundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Wood Gundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.